The desire to be thought well of is a secret that many harbour in their hearts. Oftentimes it spills over into our words, our behaviour, and at that point, well, let's just say it ain't pretty. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond and welcome again to Fresh. Is there anything wrong with striving to be your best, with winning at something? Well, not per se. It's good for us to achieve. But when we want to win in order to make someone else lose, when we want to move up the pecking order by climbing over the top of others, then it's downright ugly. Have you ever had that desire? Have you ever just wanted to beat that so-and-so at work who seems always to get the better of you in front of the boss? Or perhaps to have people think you're smarter than the next person, better looking, whatever. When you have that sort of desire, you want to keep it a secret, which was exactly what was going on in this little episode, Mark chapter 9, verses 33 and 34. Jesus and his followers went to Capernaum. They went into a house, and Jesus said to them, I heard you arguing on the way here today. What were you arguing about? But the followers didn't answer because their argument on the road was about which one of them was the greatest. Why didn't the disciples answer him? Because in the light of all that they'd seen and heard from Jesus thus far, they knew that this bickering about greatness was shameful behaviour. Might I ask you, do you harbour that secret desire for greatness at the expense of others? Because let's be honest here, it is shameful. That's why it's a secret. And that's God's word fresh for you today. More on that tomorrow, but right now, a favour if I may, because I'd love to hear what sorts of topics you'd like me to cover in upcoming episodes of Fresh. So to have your say, stop by at teachingtopics.org and share your thoughts with me. Hey, who knows how many others might be blessed through your God-inspired ideas. Again, to have your say, visit teachingtopics.org.